Now time to tier Christmas movies, the time of the year everybody's been waiting for. We have 30 movies, so I'm aware that there are more. I am aware that there are even some that I want to tier that we're not going to, but this is a pretty good list. Some old-timey classics, some newer ones, some animated ones, some different versions of the same movie. So why don't we have Billy Lanny take us through it? And
I like it.
As of right now, we have 5 tiers. Again, they're fluid. They can always be added or subtracted as we go. But right now, in the top tier, we got the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Nice.
Makes sense. Did it with Thanksgiving food. Did it with Halloween candies. We have the GOAT. The second tier, major award, I want it.
But it's a major award. I want it.
So, major award, I want it. Really good movie, but not the GOAT.
Okay.
But really good movie.
Yeah.
In the middle, right now, we have Little Full, A Lot of Sap.
Looks great. Little Full, A Lot of Sap.
Little Full, A Lot of Sap. So it could be good.
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle.
It's a little full.
It's like a frisky tier. A
lot of sap in here. Yeah. A lot of sap in here. The second to last tier, Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof.
Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof.
Yeah. Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof. Not the worst, right? Buzz has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But Woof. So I picked Trevor Wolf.
Yeah, right. You could do worse, but not by much.
Not by much.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And the last one, we're going to go Charlie Brown Christmas Tree. Just a sad little tree. You could barely put ornaments on it.
It's like Greg's tree.
I did see Greg's tree.
You saw that on Twitch. That was underwhelming.
It was.
Underwhelming little tree.
Not really shaped like a tree, which I don't mind.
Real crooked.
We talked about this. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't have a level for that?
No.
It's all right. No. That thing's coming down. That's one where like you come back to the house later and it's like
oh
ground.
Man.
Ornaments everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
So we're going Charlie Brown Christmas Tree last. All right, great. Billy's going to take us through a series of films.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
Number one, Christmas Story.
Now, this is very polarizing. This is some people's favorite movie. It is not my favorite movie.
Okay. So it's not the GOAT? It's a major award? I want it? Lower?
Not for me.
Where is it?
Do you like this movie?
I mean, I like it, but it's one of those that I've seen so many times. It has moved down a little bit.
I think doing the 24-hour consecutive is not doing it any favors.
Like, I don't think I certainly don't watch it every Christmas.
No.
Maybe I watch it every other or every third. I haven't watched it yet this Christmas. It's still a good movie.
Buzz though. Your Girlfriend, Woof?
No.
Billy, you like this movie?
I do enjoy it.
Okay, Billy likes it.
Split the difference.
But I can deal with
Little
it's
Full
a major
lot of,
award.
Little Full Lot of... Okay, so you and I both want that.
Okay, well,
yeah,
that's...
I vote it's a major award.
All right,
Keith wants...
I'll put it there.
Buzz Your Girlfriend, Woof?
But it's a major award. I want it.
I think that's where it belongs.
I'll put it in major award. I got outruled.
I think you're going to hear from a lot of people that it's a GOAT movie. I'm with you. It's not a GOAT. You're too low on it, though.
It's like 10 days long, or maybe it's because it's on so long it feels like
that. So here's what my issue is, and I was talking about it with Nick. I think why it's getting a bad rep is because of the 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of how many times you flip by and you see Elf, how many times you flip by and you see Christmas Vacation, mm-hmm. those times might outnumber the 12 times it plays on Christmas.
You might be right, but there is something off-putting about while you're watching a movie and they're like, coming up next, the same movie.
That's true.
You're like, all right, I'm going to stick around
on seven different channels.
Yeah, I'm going to stick around for more of this.
Major award. Already the text line is saying it's GOAT movie.
People
no
love
doubt.
It. Yeah, people love it. It's very polarizing.
It gets 24 hours for a reason.
I guess.
We're making our point by saying it's major award.
You're
I want it not
your
GOAT.
Eye out with that thing.
Yeah.
I remember. Charlie Brown Christmas.
So it's a classic, but again, I'm not like dying to watch it, and I also don't think the animation style is great for kids now. I think like if they go to watch it, they're like, "What is this? What are we doing?"
My kid very much enjoys Snoopy, so he likes this movie. But I little full lot of sap.
I put that in the middle.
Yeah,
I'll put that in the middle.
Looks great. Little full. A lot of sap.
It's a classic.
Yeah,
it's been on for a long time. My instinct is to maybe even put it a little lower, but let's put it there.
All right, we'll put it there for now.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Bad Santa.
I love Bad Santa. Bad Santa is hilarious.
Can we put it on GOAT tier, though?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
Bad Santa's one of the great
I like it very much.
Of all time.
Thurman,
Bad Santa 2
Thurman
stinks.
Merman.
We're not even going to do Bad Santa 2. It's in that long line of comedy sequels that didn't work. But this is, Thurman Merman.
Hey,
you want me to make you some sandwiches? How much lettuce do you want?
Fix you some sandwiches.
I don't know, man. It's the regular amount.
I'm going to go major award. I want it. Maybe I could be talked to.
Go. Billy, where do you go?
Billy, break the tie.
Break the tie.
Yeah, no, major award I want.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
But it's a major award. I want it.
There's more movies that I want to put above it coming up.
All right, I just think it's fantastic.
It is very funny.
And every time you watch it, you laugh.
If I could choose that or A Christmas Story, I am watching this.
One of the greatest scenes of all time in any movie is when he eats all the candies out of the advent calendar, and then he fills them back up, and Thurman Rumber opens it up. He's like, there's an aspirin in this one. He goes, they can't all be winners.
Yeah, it's a good message.
I like that. That's true.
Elf.
So that's GOAT.
Elf has got to be GOAT.
Elf has to be GOAT.
Yeah, I'll put Elf in the GOAT tier.
Yeah, that's fine. That has to be up there.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
I think GOAT.
No.
Dude, Ernest? Jim Varney? The late great?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ernest. All the Ernest movies are excellent in their own way.
Okay.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Define excellent.
Fun. Well acted.
In fairness.
He talks to the camera sometimes. I don't know who Vern is. I guess we're Vern. Are we all Vern?
I don't know. I'm not catching the reference. It's been a while since I've seen this movie.
You haven't seen these Ernest movies?
I've seen it, but not for a while.
I think me and Davey did a standalone on Dork about this.
When was Ernest really hot in the streets? 80s? Early
90s?
Yeah.
I did enjoy the jail one because there were two.
The jail one was good. Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah. You had Ernest Goes to Camp.
My instinct is Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf. That's my instinct.
Dude, you're out of your mind.
Keith, you're saying GOAT?
I'm saying GOAT tier for Ernest.
Billy?
I'm team Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Yeah.
But I could settle for a little full lot of sap.
Yeah. You guys are underselling it.
Nick, have you ever seen any of these Ernest movies?
I've watched all of them maybe once when I was growing up. I don't remember any of them.
Did you love them?
No, I saw them once.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going with Little Full Lot of Sap. That feels high, but we can put it there.
It looks great. Little Full Lot of Sap.
When are they going to put the Ernest collection on 4K? That's what I want to know. I need to get
the streets are buzzing with that.
I need to get this under the tree this
year. We've all been waiting for it. Yes. Okay.
It's so good.
Four Christmases.
So this is a movie I wanted to like. So this is Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, I don't think
John
I've seen
Favreau.
It.
It's not good. I saw it in the theater.
Okay.
I'm a big Vince Vaughn fan. Yep. I was like, all right, Christmas movie with Vince Vaughn. So Four Christmases. So both their parents are divorced. So they're like, we're going to see your mom and your dad. We're going to see my mom and my dad. So they have to go everywhere. So it's a good idea.
Christmas tree.
I would think it's more Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Okay, Buzz Your Girlfriend. I'll defer to you on this.
Just because it's
maybe I've seen
Vince
it
Vaughn.
In passing,
Buzz
like
Your Girlfriend Wolf
on TV. Maybe I've seen it.
Yeah,
passing.
No, it was very disappointing.
Okay,
yeah.
Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Okay,
hey, another Vince Vaughn Christmas movie, Fred Claus.
I think it's the same, or maybe even Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown
Fred
Christmas
Claus
tree?
Is rough.
Let's put it down there.
Did you see this one, Bill?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
Who's there?
You want to go Buzz Your Girlfriend then?
I would go Buzz Your Girlfriend.
Okay.
Wolf.
Somebody was requesting on the text line earlier the song Fred Claus, I thought. Isn't there a Fred Claus song?
I don't know about that. Santa's brother? Fred?
I think there was a song from the movie with like another banger.
Limp Bizkit?
That went
Younger
hard.
Brother?
Yeah, maybe.
Older
I don't
brother.
Know. Let's put it. Where are we settling? Buzz
Your Girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wolf.
Put Fred right. there. Yeah.
Friday After Next.
Great. Great movie.
Is it a Christmas movie?
It's absolutely a Christmas movie.
Is it?
Yeah. They're out on their luck. The jobs aren't going, the security jobs aren't going great for Ice Cube and Day-Day. This one I would say is probably a little full, a lot of sap. It's,
okay.
It's not as good as Next Friday, but it's worth a rewatch, and it's very funny.
I need to rewatch that as well along with Ernest, because Friday and Next Friday I'm pretty good on.
You
Friday
don't
After
need to
Next.
Ernest, it's fine.
Yes, he does.
Friday After Next.
It's probably on Tubi.
Little full. A lot of sound.
Yeah, I'll put Friday After Next there.
Good spot.
I think that's fine.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, Frosty the Snowman. Now, this is the one, Jones, you were asking about. That's Jimmy Durante's version of Frosty.
Got it. Yes. I mean,
I've seen it a lot this last couple of weeks.
Here's why
it's really good. It's a tight 25 minutes.
I'm going to put it on Major Award. I want it because I do prefer it to the Charlie Brown Christmas story.
Yeah, it's definitely better than that.
Movie. You want to put it on GOAT?
It's borderline GOAT. It's borderline GOAT.
Billy break the tie. I say major
award. I would keep it as borderline GOAT.
It's GOAT.
Put it on the GOAT.
Let's GOAT it up.
Pop it up there.
Let's GOAT it up. Now, I mentioned this on the Dork podcast, but there is got to be a deleted scene out there somewhere.
Yeah.
An extended cut for Frosty the Snowman. So it goes from, this is a spoiler for Frosty, but it goes from Frosty and Karen locked up in the greenhouse with the magician like laughing maniacally.
And Frosty melts.
Yeah, but that cuts to a pile of water and Karen crying.
Yeah.
There's got to be like a 30-minute
scene
of him screaming to death. slowly, and the magician watching it,
and Karen
being like, what do I do?
Just, how old is she? She's got to be
She's in grade five, school. Six. She's like first, second grade. Yeah.
Traumatized for the rest of her life.
I was like traumatized watching that.
Maybe she overacted a little bit. They had to cut it out.
Because it'd be like the equivalent of him burning to death.
Classic overacting by Karen.
Yeah, way to go, Karen. Yeah. Going for the awards, Karen.
Yeah,
huh?
I get a little
going for
much.
A Golden Globe there,
yeah,
Karen.
Seriously. Yeah, but
I just want to see the house fall in the witch.
Keith is right. That is the equivalent of being burned alive to a snowman.
And they cut away from it. And he's like a puddle with a hat. You're like, no, he started out as a guy just sweating, and then he was a puddle with a hat.
So you want to see the director's cut.
I think there's got to be, release the Snyder
Cut.
Unrated
version.
On Frosty Unrated. And extended. Let's see it. Frosty. I'll put it in GOAT, though, for all those reasons.
Gremlins.
Gremlins to me, GOAT.
The GOAT!
Gremlins is incredible. It's a Christmas gift. It's a Christmas movie. There's Christmas music in it. There's all the decorations going on.
Corey Feldman dresses a tree.
Thank you.
You're saying GOAT or you're saying Major Award?
I'm saying Major Award.
That's what I would say. I think we got to pop it down.
Fine.
But it's a Major Award. I want it.
Me and Billy are fairly aligned on these.
Yeah, you guys kind of are.
Yeah, we're really.
I kind of love all these.
We're really boxing
finally
around.
Finally finding common ground.
Yeah, Keith has 30 movies on the GOAT tier.
Yeah, pretty much.
We get it. You like Christmas.
You like Christmas movies. Every Christmas movie is
GOAT.
They're
all pretty great.
Yeah.
Looking at it.
What else?
Home Alone.
So that's GOAT.
That's an obvious. That's an obvious GOAT.
It is my favorite Christmas movie, greatest Christmas movie of all time, my opinion. I would put that on the go.
My favorite, actually, I'll get to it later. Cause it's not,
and like we mentioned yesterday, you could watch it in July.
Yes, Home Alone's.
You know what I mean? There's not many of these ones.
It is a year-round film. Yeah. My wife does agree with Christian Gonzalez, Home Alone 2 greater than.
Okay.
Which I disagree
Speaking of.
Speaking of the devil, Home Alone 2.
It's a major award.
Yeah,
I want it.
I go one notch below. I think it's excellent. It's an easy back-to-back watch.
If you want to goat them both, I wouldn't bat an eye, but to prove a point that Home Alone is better, I would drop it down a tier, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, Grinch, live action, Jim Carrey.
So this one, it's funny.
I've never seen it.
My daughters both love Grinch.
Yeah.
They love the old one, which we'll get to, and they love the new one, the new animated one. We'll get to that.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, that's on the list. Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll get to both of them. This one, she watched once, and she's like, don't want to watch it again.
It looks scary.
It's kind of off-putting. So I think this is Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Even Charlie Brown Christmas.
You want to go Charlie Brown
Christmas? It's been out that long. I've never seen it.
All right, let's go Charlie Brown. I'm fine with that.
There's two
I did not care for it.
Let's put it down there.
Yep.
Is that the only one we have in that tier? We need
right
something
now.
Down
yeah,
there. Yeah, we need something
That's
there.
It.
All right, the original Grinch.
Original Grinch is at least major award, possibly GOAT.
I think you could put it up on GOAT.
I would put it up on GOAT.
I think you got to put it up on GOAT.
That's
you watch it every single
Correct.
Year.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. GOAT.
Plus,
that.
It's a quick half hour.
Yeah. Oh, you're in and out 23 minutes.
And
whatever it is.
Frosty or Grinch? Grinch.
Honestly, we have a lot of double feature in our house.
Really?
We usually watch them both.
Nice.
Yeah, back to back. I'd probably go Grinch a little bit better.
Same.
I spent Christmas with the Keith family.
He's got all these movies on nonstop.
Everything's awesome. Uh-huh. There's always double features.
There's eggnog flowing.
Too much Ernest.
Perfectly shaped tree.
Yep.
Too much Ernest.
Too much Ernest at the
Definitely
Keith
too much
Christmas.
Ernest.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, then the Grinch, the Benedict Cumberbatch version.
This is really good.
So I also like it. Major award?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's a major award. I want it.
It's
That's
like
be the new GOAT drop for you.
Like, I laugh every time.
It's like a Grinch origin story.
The hell you say you want it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It is
My
a little
daughter's
sad.
Like, I think I like the Grinch, is what she told me.
Yeah.
She's like, I kind of get why he's like this.
You feel for his Grinchy ways a little bit.
And it's like rooting for Scarface.
It is.
It is.
And you leave the movie like, why did I cheer for that guy?
Yeah.
They also have a new, Tyler, the Creator, does a Grinch version,
which is
pretty good.
I was actually thinking about it. Let's add that to our request list. That is a good version of the Grinch. Yes, I agree.
Tyler, the Creator's terrible.
Well,
fine.
That's fine. But this song is good.
Play the song, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what else?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ugh.
It's
a
good movie.
I don't want to watch it, but I acknowledge it's a good movie.
We'll throw it a major award.
Fine.
Because it is like.
It's old. It's depressing.
It is sad.
A major award. I want it.
The guy was going to kill himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a great. Yeah. It's a tough go.
But it is a good movie.
It's a great
movie.
And
we've all watched it, I don't even know how many times in my life. So, I'll acknowledge it's a good movie and put it in major award.
Okay.
But, I never see it again, I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way.
This is the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I would put
Christmas
it
Christmas Tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's pop it down.
I'd put it down there.
Let's fill that tier up.
Yeah.
Krampus.
Krampus is fun. I mentioned this in my horror movies. So Black Christmas, not on this list. The original Black Christmas is great. I would consider that GOAT.
Maybe the GOAT.
Not on here. Krampus, I think you could argue between the second and third major award, I want it or a little full, a lot of sap.
Billy, have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay, me
Nick,
neither.
What do you think of Krampus? Yeah.
I would go a little full, a lot of sap.
That's fine. Okay,
put
that's
it
fine
there. With me. Put it there, right in the middle.
A lot of sap.
I like it.
Love Actually.
My wife loves this movie.
Which one is this? I get some of these. I get like the
dude from Walking Dead is in
Holiday
it.
And some of
the,
I got all these
kid
mixed
who
up.
Sings a song.
Is it locally based?
Is it which one?
Is it based in this area? Is out?
No, I think it's in England.
What movie
isn't
am I
it?
Thinking of?
Oh, you're thinking of The Holiday?
That's what I just watched that recently. That is based.
Love Actually is Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Colin Firth, Liam Neeson,
so
Keira Knightley, Bill Nighy. It's like that one. It's a
like
it's
quirky accents.
It's a rom com.
Buzz Your Girlfriend.
An English.
Let's buzz it.
You want to do buzz?
Where do you want it?
I would put it more in the middle, but that's fine.
Okay.
Buzz Your Girlfriend. Woof.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Ugh. I would Christmas tree. Don't need to see it.
I don't love it either.
So there's like there's the original version, and then there's the one with the girl from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, I was going to say the girl from Matilda, yeah, I think. Yeah. But yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire, you're right. Yeah, I don't need to watch the original
Should
or the
Should
we
put
the
them both in Charlie Brown?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Got it. Got it.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Goat.
Yeah, I can
maybe
meet
its
you.
Own, no. Maybe its own tier.
I can meet you on goat.
The goat's goat.
Now, this is where you're getting a little too strong. But yeah, I could go goat on that.
I mention this every year, but my favorite Christmas movie is actually A Muppet Family Christmas, which was a TV movie that came out in 1987. You can find it like on YouTube now. The Sesame Street characters are there. The Fraggles are there. And wow. The Muppets. They're at Fozzie's mom's house.
Wow.
Unbelievable film.
Just well done.
That would be number my son last week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I saw you on Instagram. That
yeah,
was great.
I posted a photo of him.
Did he like it?
He absolutely, he loved all the characters, but he lost his mind when the Sesame Street people showed
up. It's mind-blowing because it's like, you're not ready for that as a kid. You're like, this is a Muppet show. I like Muppets.
So that hasn't been re-released. Why? It's going to be a copyright thing?
Yeah, and even some versions, they cut out some of the songs that they don't have the copyright to. It's a whole copyright thing. There was like a DVD version of it that was so expensive because there's probably not many made. But there are, 4K versions on YouTube.
You can get on YouTube. The one I watched the other day had, the original commercials.
That's
in it,
pretty
so
fun.
That was even better because it was like, wow, I kind of remember that commercial.
Yep. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Awesome.
Goat. I like it.
Yep.
Christmas Vacation.
Probably also goat.
The goat!
Probably. It's another one where I feel
feel
similar to this with A Christmas Story, to be honest. But
oversaturation.
We can put it on goat.
It's great, though.
It's one of the most quotable Christmas movies.
It is. It's a good movie. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's a little oversaturation. But okay, fine, goat.
A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Middle, a little full, a lot of sap.
Yeah. Little full. A lot of sap.
You want higher?
No, I want it. This movie's got an identity crisis. Are you Halloween
what is
or
it?
Are you Christmas?
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
A little of both.
A little of this, a little of that.
Yeah, that's why it's mid-tier.
Yep. Mid-tier. Office Christmas Party.
This wasn't great. This was Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It was all right. I think it had some laughs in it, but
what does that mean?
But
yeah.
Girlfriend.
That's what a couple of laughs means. It's not the worst,
not
but
good
it's
enough.
Down there. Yeah.
Good
Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's goat. This is one I was waiting for. You're hesitant over there.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, 100%. Rudolph, Frosty, Grinch. They're all must watch every year.
Those are goats. And they're quick. To Billy's point, they're quick.
Oh, yeah.
Scrooged.
Oh, I like Scrooged.
The Bill Murray Scrooged? I don't think it's goat for me,
major
but
award.
I would go next.
Yeah. A major award. I won it.
Scrooge is great.
Yeah, Scrooge is great.
Yeah, I like that.
Polar Express.
Ugh.
Charlie Brown Christmas Tree.
Yeah, maybe.
Good book, and I like Robert Zemeckis, but it just, the animation's weird.
Uncanny Valley, that.
My kid really likes it.
Which one?
My kid really likes it.
He does?
Yeah, we were at
it's scary to
me. We were at a holiday party over the weekend. We shoved all the kids in front of the TV.
And they watched it?
This is what they picked? I'm like, this is scary.
You got a bunch of lunatics. Lifeless.
They like it, but yeah, I would.
You put all those kids on a watch list.
I don't.
The same
need
as
to
the
it.
Jim Carrey, Christmas Carol,
Charlie Brown Christmas Tree. I'm out. That looks scary. This is scary.
I'm out.
Give me humans or give me animation.
Yes,
unless you're Roger Rabbit, don't mix them.
Take a lane.
The Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus! I like
you do.
Yeah,
not goat though.
No. Major award.
But it's a major award. I won it.
Yeah.
Little Fun. Full lot of sap I would listen on, but yeah, I'd
give you that.
No, Charlie's a terrible kid.
I personally would put.
He doesn't listen at all.
True.
How many times did Scott Calvin tell him something and he just ignored it?
Well, from a broken home.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I feel a little bad for him, yeah.
Get in line.
Okay.
What about Tool Man Taylor, though?
What did we settle on? Major
Christmas
award?
We put that in major award I wanted.
Good. Yeah.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Don't think I've seen it.
I would say Buzz Your Girlfriend, probably.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Buzz Your Girlfriend. Woof.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's it with the list I have. I don't know if there's any add-ins you're getting online.
You mentioned your
what about the always controversial Die Hard?
Oh, not a Christmas movie. So no! I think it's properly not mentioned in this list, but go ahead.
It's a Christmas movie.
Didn't I say it?
No.
No.
I didn't say it number four. How did I skip it?
I must have scratched it. I thought you were saving it to the end, so I didn't
say it. I just went by the list I got. So yeah, so Die Hard.
Not a Christmas movie. I think it should be on the list.
Christmas party. But pretty controversial.
If we're allowing it,
Christmas music.
I think you can
Christmas
put it.
Christmas music. Thank you, Nick.
I think
going
you put
home
it
to
pretty
see
high.
His family.
You can put it pretty high up. It's a great movie.
I'll throw on Goat.
Rocky IV is a Christmas movie.
Rocky IV is. Iron Man 3 is.
We're opening up. No,
there's
no,
a whole.
Exactly.
No, I don't
what happens though when you say Die Hard. So where
Lethal Weapon is.
Where do we put Die Hard?
Lethal Weapon is.
If it's allowed, it has to be a Goat.
No, it's on the list. You can put it up there.
Yeah,
it's Goat.
Okay.
All right. This is what we have for Goat. We have Elf, Frosty, Home Alone, Grinch, original. Muppet Christmas Carol, Christmas Vacation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Die Hard.
It's a lot of Goat movies.
It's eight.
That's busy.
Not bad. Major award, I won it. Christmas Story, Bad Santa, Gremlins, Home Alone 2, The New Grinch, It's a Wonderful Life, Scrooged, and The Santa Claus.
It's a good tier.
That is a good tier. Little Full, A Lot of Sap will be playing at my house. Ernest Saves Christmas.
This is where he put all the Keith movies that he liked too much.
Friday After Next, Krampus, A Nightmare Before Christmas, and Charlie Brown Christmas.
I don't know that I'll watch hardly any of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buzz Your Girlfriend, Woof, Four Christmases, Fred Claus, Love Actually, Office Christmas Party, and Christmas with the Cranks, and Charlie Brown Christmas, The Jim Carrey Grinch, Jingle All the Way, both Miracle on 34th Street, and The Polar Express.
That's a good team.
That's a good. That's, nice. I think we nailed it.
Good work. I will never listen to Jones again based on his Christmas Vacation take.
There you go.
You know, it was brave thing. Someone had to say it.